You ready? Take it from the top.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. My name is Matilda Mwava-Lucas. Welcome to Perspectives. I'm standing in on behalf of Nathan. He has the day off. I just want to welcome everyone to this beautiful day. We have a great show lined up today. Please stay tuned, call in, write down questions so that you can have time to interact with the guest. Let me say good morning to the people that have called in. What is that? Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Lucas. This is Roger. I am driving, actually. Way back to home.
I can hear. Are you driving to Chinchali?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Roger, we have a great show today. I'm not sure if you have heard of a website called voyaz.com. Have you heard of that?
No.
In case you haven't.
I only saw the advert. I was like, I can't miss this. So even when I'm driving, I have to call in.
Absolutely. Your dedication. This is so amazing, Roger. We're constantly booking for flights going to Zambia, within Zambia, and we go through so many agencies. But here we have our very own Zambian online booking website, you know, just there at our fingertips.
Yes, yes.
It's amazing.
No,
it's amazing.
Yeah, these guys, we are really going to push them. We need a partnership with them, with our friends we have in diaspora. I think we are going to do a lot of referrals to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But so if you are on the line with the guest, please press 1 so I can have the guest come on and we can get started. I am so excited. Let me just say hello to some of our callers that have called in and we'll be getting the show started. Good morning. Welcome to ZBTR.
Matilda.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. It's Kelvin. How are you?
Hi, Kelvin. I haven't heard your voice in a while, but it shows that I'm not familiar with you on the radio.
You've been missing on the radio.
Well, I'm back.
Good to have you back.
I'm so excited. Can't wait for our guests to come on so we can get this started. As I was sharing with Roger, we have our very own Zambian online travel booking website. We don't even have to go through all these other things. We have our very own. And if you've had a chance to go on the website, please take some time to go on to voyaz.com.
What's the site?
V like Victor. Voyaz.com.
Okay.
V-O-Y-A-Z-E-D. Tapishingani Z, Bingani Z. I don't know where we are with that letter now.
Okay.
Yeah, voyaz.com. It's a very good website. Listen, as those who are listening online and those who are called in, we are just waiting for our guests to connect. And just a little bit about our guest while we're waiting for her. She used to live in Canada and has moved back to Zambia. And she's an entrepreneur. She started businesses while she was in Canada. She has continued on while in Zambia. And when just listening to her story, it's amazing how she saw a need and met that need and started this company. So every bit of her story, every little bit of her business connects one thing to the other. So, Varoja, you had this lady was in your backyard, Miss Tiza. She was in Canada.
That's what we do in Canada. We produce entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Kelvin, let's get busy here. The people in Canada are showing their muscles.
It's a good thing. We're all family. I think the U.S. can learn a lot from our Zambians in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me try and contact Mr. Chisewe to see where we are with the guest. The guest is showing that they are ready, but I will play some music while we check on what's going on behind the scenes. Taking care of technical difficulties behind the scene, but I will go ahead and just share a little bit with you on the conversation I had with our guest. Her name is Tiza Shanzi, very, very bright young lady. As I mentioned before, she lived in Canada and started small businesses. And with every little business that she started, it turned out into something big. And from there, she went on to Zambia, where she was able to start this Voyazed. Now, as we were speaking in preparation for this conversation, it's amazing how she met so much resistance from people. You know, when she meets people and tells them that she wants to do this, they'll look at her and say, this won't work. Well, Zambia's not ready for this, and so on. And Roger, you travel to Zambia often on business purposes. I'm sure you have come across some of those. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But just imagine the persistence that she had as a young Zambian lady, and just to say, no, I'm not giving up on this dream. I'm going to push forward and make sure that this dream comes to pass. Roger, have you experienced anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Every one of us, I think, all traveled, Ms. Lucas, to Zambia after living so many years here in the diaspora. All you see when you go back home are opportunities. So people might say, oh, this cannot work. Oh, this is not for us. I mean, we've seen it already. It's already working over here. So someone trying to, in my view anyway, trying to discourage me, it's a waste of time. However, having said that, I've had a lot of projects which easily hit the brick wall, just like that, boom, you stop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, I think it is because of location where I am, to direct some of the projects over the phone, it doesn't just work. So that has been a challenge. I'm sure a lot of them, this is why I think people relocate. People go back home. There is so much potential we see home. And it's like over the phone, things are not working, you know. Sometimes, Ms. Lucas, I just want to talk and go. Any day, I just want to start and go. But then you look at the budget, you're like, I need to think again, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I was preparing, talking to her and just reflecting on some of the things she said, she knew that she wanted to start a business. She had already started a business in Canada, and she was doing something already. But she had taken a break just to visit Zambia. She was there for 8 months. And I was there thinking, how many of us are willing to go home and stay longer than a month, longer than 6 weeks? You know, and still try to say, I'm going to go back. It was during her visit there that she saw that there's this need, and she started to work on that. It's amazing the sacrifice that she put in there, you know.
If you can, I encourage anyone who can afford it, Ms. Lucas, if you can go. I remember when Kelvin is here, he was standing by on my behalf. It was this last year, Kelvin? I went to Zambia for 4 months.
Yes.
That is the best you can do. 2 weeks, these 2 weeks we go, 1 month, cannot do nothing, you know. But when you
take
a little bit longer, like she did, 8 months, you are able to discount some other stuff. You are able to bring in other ideas and say, okay, yeah, even appreciate the money, Ms. Rogan. I started after 4 months. I started appreciating Vice Coach. Should I go with a cab or should I go with a bus? You know,
absolutely.
After you say that law. Yeah.
That is true.
Matilda.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm glad she went to Zambia for 8 months. And to me, it spells what kind of vision she had for, you know, her entrepreneurial mind. One thing we need to do is, see, when we're here, we hear about all these opportunities, but you can't see the environment. What you need is to be able to see the environment, assess the environment, because if I'm talking to somebody here, they'll give me a rosy picture, right? Business or entrepreneurship is not all about, oh, what's good. You also have to evaluate what is bad about the environment. So I think that's the biggest challenge for most of us. you're thinking, okay, how much have I raised to sustain my family for 8 months while I'm away? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
why we fall into the mode
yeah.
of let me find somebody trustworthy to work with on the ground. You're giving instructions
mm-hmm.
here and there, but you know how remote controls work. You have to operate it yourself in a very effective manner. But it was so courageous of her. To me, it speaks of a vision that she had. She must
uh-huh.
be applauded.
Yeah, and you know, I know as we are waiting for the connection, I'll give you her story and how all this happened. She went to Zambia not necessarily to start a business, but because she had missed home. She was already doing a business in Canada, and she was already working. And she went home because she missed being there. But she connected with a colleague, a Nigerian born Canadian citizen. Barot, I think that's the line. They're giving us some back feedback. So
yeah,
you can
move to. I'll be home soon.
Nope. I think Vatican has called me, but let me be sure. So while she was in Zambia, they were trying to help her colleague. The colleague wanted to see more information about
Matilda.
Yes.
Our guest is on the other line.
Okay, thank you so much. Roger muted you, but feedback noise. What's your way coming from? All right, and just like that, our guest has dropped. So we'll go back and we'll wait for the call to come back in. Yes, as I was saying, she was helping. She was trying to get information for a colleague, a Canadian citizen from, well, Nigerian born, and they wanted to do something where they connect with Zambians. And she took herself, she gave herself that task and said, okay, let me see what I can do for you, and attended an expo on tourism. But while she was there, she took longer than she was supposed to on a one-day visit. It was just supposed to be, she lives in Copperbelt. This was in Lusaka. She went to Lusaka, and she was late catching her bus. And from there, she had a friend try to take her to the bus stop. She missed the bus. Now she was looking for a place to stay, to spend the night. And she had a small budget, like Roger has said. When you when you've lived in Zambia long enough, you start looking at your money and say, do I take a taxi?
Matilda.
Do I take? Yes. The guest is on.
Our guest is on. Our guest was on the last four digits 3133.
Okay. Thank you so much, Matilda.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Tiza.
Hi, Matilda. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I had started giving your story while we're waiting for you to connect. Tiza, welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. Can you hear me? Okay, what have we done now here? Now, this is operator error right here. Forgive me, callers. Thank you for your patience. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, perfect. Now, we had started on, and I was just giving them some background on how you got started. And for those who have called in, our guest is Tiza Shannon. She is the founder and CEO of VoyaZ.com. It's the first online travel booking website in Zambia. So, Tiza, I was just telling the story on how you got stranded in Lusaka, and how,
yes.
you know, I was trying to explain to our listeners how this vision was birthed. So if you can just pick it up from there, you are then in Lusaka looking for a place to stay, and you can't find a place. Just pick it up from there very briefly, and you can carry on with it.
Oh, okay, sure. So I was in Zambia. I came back from Canada, and one of my friends who's in Canada, she's a Canadian citizen, but she's Nigerian. she asked me if she's an immigration consultant, so she asked me if I can help her to find places where students can come to Zambia, kind of like, you know, an exchange program or just to tour the place for at least maybe 5 to 7 days. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. But unfortunately, I thought this information was online, but unfortunately, there was nothing. So, but fortunately enough, during that same period of time, there was what they call a ZATEX, Zambia Tourism Expo in Lusaka at the Mungushu Conference Center. So I took the bus from Kitwe. I was in Kitwe at that time. Came to Lusaka, quickly got the brochures that were there from so many tourism companies that were there. I got the brochures, but unfortunately the time was late. I think I finished the day probably around 3 p.m. So I asked my friends to quickly get me from the place and take me to the bus station so I can go back to the Copperbelt. Now, again, unfortunately, the last bus was already taken. So my next thing was, okay, I'll have to stay in Lusaka, but I had a minimum budget. So I told my friend who's lived in Lusaka for basically all his life, and he knows Lusaka. I asked him to take me to a lodge that's affordable with the budget that I had. And we drove around for almost 2 hours. We were driving around looking for a lodge. And then he was like, you know what, if your budget was bigger, you could have gone to these bigger hotels, the big brand name hotels. But I'm like, how come? Because I got so frustrated at that time. I was so tired. And I was like, you know what, let me just look online because this information should be online. Let me just look it up online. I'm sure I'll be able to find a lodge. Then he looked at me. He started laughing. He's like, my dear, this is Zambia. You are not going to find anything like that online. It's just not there. I'm like, why shouldn't I find it online? He's like I said, this is Zambia. You're not going to find anything. So that statement that he made, it frustrated me. It pained me. And even when I went back to the Copperbelt the following day and a month later, I kept thinking about it in my head. Like, sometimes I wouldn't even sleep. I'll be like, but why is it that Zambia does not have this information online? Why is it that there's no one out there putting this information online? I couldn't get it. Then eventually I started asking myself, saying, well, someone needs to do this. Someone needs to do this. Then one day when I was washing the dishes, it just clicked to me. I'm like, you know what? I should do this because I have the experience. I have the knowledge of e-commerce. I have succeeded in e-commerce. So I should be the one to do this. And, you know, with God's help and my the help of my family, Voyager.com was birthed. That's how it was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's here's a story in a nutshell. I tried my best to fill in your shoes on how you got started. And we were just talking about, you know, your mind as an entrepreneur and just your dedication when you decided to take a break and stay in Zambia, you know, for that length of time, was just for your vision. So today's discussion is innovation in Zambian travel industry. We're going to move forward, you know, going to dive right into this because I know there are people who are ready to ask questions and, you know, we want to get as much as possible that we can from you. But innovation in the Zambian travel industry, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How are you, you've started Voyager.com, as you have said, it's the first online travel booking website. As I've mentioned that before to you, and I've said it several times this morning, I don't believe it. This is the first one? Really? This is 2018? And
you are
the first one to have as an online travel booking website. Talk to us about innovation in the travel industry.
Well, for Zambia, and I'll probably say most of Africa, we're definitely still behind. And like in the Western world, people have made the internet their lifestyle. Whenever they're looking for something online, I mean, whenever they're looking for something, the first thing they go to is online. If you want a phone, you know, go to maybe a site like eBay or other websites that will offer you that phone. Now, unfortunately, you know, in Zambia and most of Africa, we are lacking behind with that. And the internet is a big driver when it comes to businesses, when it comes to innovation. And we haven't really, you know, gotten that, we haven't really gotten there where we know that if we connect to the internet, if we sell online, if we advertise online, more people will come to us than having a four-walled store. So with VoyaZ coming in, basically with tourism, it's not a lie that it has been struggling in Zambia. I just learned, I think it was last year, we reached 1 million visitors coming to Zambia, which if you don't know the numbers, you'd probably be like, oh, wow, you know, that's 1 million, it's a lot of people. But if we compare ourselves to our neighboring countries, we're really lacking. Zimbabwe has about double the amount. South Africa has about 10 million coming into their country for tourism. So what is it that they're doing different that we are not doing? We have tried to market in the traditional way, but unfortunately, so many years have passed by, and we still have not succeeded to, you know, reach that mark where we can say we will depend on the tourism industry. So when we came in with VoyaZ, we saw the gap that's lacking, the marketing part, and the people that want to come to Zambia. They don't know about Zambia because we keep marketing Zambia in the traditional way. Or brochures, you know, you go to a trade show, you pass out a brochure, but you're not reaching as much people as they are online. Since most of the world is already online, why not put the Zambian services online so that it's easier for people to just, you know, reach to them, book instantly online, and then come to Zambia? So that's where the gap was, and that's where the gap, that's where VoyaZ came in.
Wow, amazing. So, let me take you back to your background. Well, let's talk about how your businesses, I was explaining to the listeners before you came in, how you started one business and then it connects to the other business. Talk to us about your mind as an entrepreneur, how you started a business and how that worked. I know you've done some online business before. If you can just touch briefly on that.
Yeah. Sure. Well, from an early age, probably I think I was about in grade 8 or so, I was the first time I saw a computer, I remember my dad got a computer for his business, so every time he would take us there, and the first time I saw the computer, I was so interested, the colors, everything that was in it. So every time I would go to his business, I would sit on the computer and just play around. So he ended up starting to give me, you know, letters to type, invoices to type, and that's how come I learned to work on the computer. But from that time onwards, I knew that there was something in the computer that would work for me, but I just didn't know exactly what it was. So when I went to Canada in January of 2004, I think that was about 2005, seeing the lifestyle that there, people talking about eBay and whatnot, I'm like, okay, you know, let me sign up and see how it kind of works. I signed up, and I think there's something that I had, like, you know, a secondhand thing that I sold on eBay. Then I was like, oh, wow, just like that? Like, you know, it happened, okay. But the thing is, I was looking for something more than just, you know, selling items. I was thinking maybe I had to be innovative and come up with this, like, great software or something in order for me to succeed online. That's what I thought. So in the process of that, from, I think, 2005 all the way around maybe 2008, somewhere there, I kept trying different businesses, you know, businesses that work for other people, but unfortunately they didn't work for me, like Herbalife, Mary Kay and all of those things. I tried to put them online, but unfortunately they didn't work out for me. Not that the businesses don't work, but for me they didn't work. So then eventually I started selling hair. I started selling wigs to people just around my community, anybody that wanted wigs, I would just sell it out of the trunk of my car. I would go to, because the place I live is close to Buffalo, New York, so I would drive to Buffalo, New York in the morning, get hair, come back, and then, you know, sell to people and whatnot. So they came to find the job that I was doing, which was financial recovery. At that time, the recession had ended, and with financial recovery, it thrived through recession, but the recession had ended, so unfortunately, the company I was working for closed. So once the company closed, I looked to God and I asked him, like, should I go ahead and, you know, look for another job? Or what exactly? Because I don't feel comfortable going again to look for a job. I feel like I could do more with working for myself. So then through prayer, God told me I should go ahead and, you know, keep doing my business, which I did, and put it online. And the first time I put it online, I was actually like, I really, even though I had sold stuff online before, like, you know, some shoes and, you know, handbags and whatnot, but having the whole hair business online, I wasn't sure if it would succeed. But in my amazement, within about a month, I was already getting income. In about 2 months, 3 months, I was able to replace the income that I was getting from work. And then from then onwards, it just, like, exploded.
Was your audience within North America, or was it? Did it go beyond?
You know, the funny thing is, even though I was in Canada, 50% of my customers were from the United States, and then the other about 30% were from Europe. Then the 20% were just scattered all over the world. But Africa, though, Africa, I hardly got customers there. I could probably count them with, you know, just five fingers. There was hardly any customers from Africa, which was quite surprising to me because people here love hair.
Moving from the hair business online, you now have a travel business online. Might be some skeptics out there to say, no, I've gone online and, you know, found flights and so on. How can they know what's different from what they're using and your website? And how is your target audience with this website for your online booking?
Okay, now the difference with, because right now, you know, because we're the only website in Zambia, the only ones who are competing with are the big guys like the Booking and Expedia.com. Now, those guys, yes, they do have some of the Zambian services, but not all of them. And what they actually focus on is just the Zambian hotels. And with the hotels, again, it's not all of them, just a few of them that they have. Now, the difference with our website and why they should come and book from our website is because we're focusing on getting everyone in Zambia on board. The hotels, the car rental companies, the activities, cruises, safaris and tours, including conference rooms, which is, you know, another big part of the business that is growing because there's a lot of business conferences that have been coming to Zambia of late. So that is the number one reason. When you come to Voyager.com, it's a one-stop shop. You are not, you know, just booking a hotel and then not knowing what to do when you come to Zambia. But when you book from Voyager, you book the hotel, you know the activity that you experience while in Zambia. You can even go on the safari, and it's all under one website. You don't have to go anywhere else.
Amazing. Now, share with our listeners what you shared with me when I said, hey, Tiz, I went on your website and I didn't get enough information. I didn't see the information I was looking for, and you told me it was at the bottom. But tell me your vision of how you want your website to be like, you know, when people log on, what's the first thing that they see?
Okay. First of all, I'll touch on the vision. The vision for Voyager is basically to open up Zambia and the rest of Africa to a whole wider world of online business. That's basically putting everyone online, so it's easy to find people and book the services that you want. But with a booking website, it's different from, you know, just a normal website. A booking website, once you go on there, your intention is to book. So what you do is click on a tab that maybe, let's say, if it's a hotel that you want to book, you click on a hotel tab, and then you put in the destination where you're going, put in the number of people you're going with and the date, and then you search. When you search, the details now come up of all the hotels in the area that you wanted to go to and the pricing and whatnot. You choose whichever one you want, and then you book. So that's how a booking website works. So unlike other websites that give you, like, information right from the get-go, with a booking website, it doesn't work like that. But when you scroll down to the bottom of the website, there's links there, like the About Us page, in case you wanted to read more about Voyager.com. There's, I think, the support page. There's different links that are at the bottom that you can click. Then you read the information. But because the intention is for you to book, as soon as you come to the website, what you should be doing is putting in the destination where you want to go, search, look at the results that come up, and then book that service that you you wish to go to or experience.
Okay. And for those who are saying, oh, that's complicated, Don't you go on Expedia.com and Voya.com and all these other
websites.
It's just like that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't complicate things.
Yeah.
It's just like that. But you know what is exciting for me?
It's the same as these other big websites. Exactly the same. You're just searching and booking.
Now, here was the exciting thing for me. I went on Teaser's website, and I'm looking at this and looking at pictures, and then a pop-up comes on and say, this pop-up has a pretty face there, a real person. And it says, hi, my name is Martha. I'm here to help you. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my goodness, you can chat. You can chat with someone if you have questions. I mean, how better can this be? Now, Tisa, you say you are
exactly.
not after 5 p.m. in Zambia, that chat service is not online. What are some of the challenges that you have right now? I mean, so far things are looking good, but, you know, what are you still working on? And, you know, talk to us about some of your services.
Sure, definitely. Now, we have a small team. It's not, you know, a mega team. It's a small team, so we're working as much as we can with everything that we're supposed to work on at this particular time. But I think one of the biggest challenges that we're facing is the Zambians themselves, especially, you know, the ones based in Zambia, using the website. Because most of the time what happens when they come to the website, they don't know what to do. Now, I think that comes into play because we have not had such websites exposed to us. I know a website like Facebook has been exposed to us. So people are mostly on Facebook than navigating away to different websites that offer different things. So using the website is actually one of the biggest challenges we have. But the way we're overcoming that is we're taking it one person at a time, where if a customer comes to book, we explain to them how it works. We also have some videos that are out that, you know, circulate on social media, on WhatsApp, showing how you're supposed to use the website. Because I think that's one of the challenges that we're facing.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned that, you know, how this, you didn't even know this was going to get started, but you were helping a colleague. You attended the Zambian Tourism Expo. And now, you know, and that's where that was the beginning of it. But since then, have you attended other Zambian tourism expos? And what kind of feedback are you getting?
Oh, yes. We have been going there every year. Since then, we were there this year as well, which was pretty interesting. Every year, you get these different suppliers in the industry that maybe you have not seen or heard of, or, you know, hotels coming from far places like Luapula and whatnot. So every time they hear of Voya Z, I think maybe you probably get like one person that will refuse, but most of them, like 9.5% of them, are excited about this because they also want customers. Everybody wants guests in their hotel so that they can keep making money. And if we're not having tourists come to Zambia or our own people traveling in Zambia, unfortunately, these businesses suffer. And when a business suffers, even the employees suffer. And the good thing about with tourism and, you know, hotels all over the place is that they support the community. So if the hotel is suffering, then obviously the community will suffer as well. So, yeah, when we expose Voyager to them and tell them about it, they're very excited. Most of them sign up immediately, so we absolutely have no, we don't have any difficulties when it comes to getting partners to sign up on the Voyager.com website. But what I would mention, though, especially with this expo that we went to, it was those one, you know, once, sorry, how can I explain this? Okay, there's what you call buyers and suppliers in the industry. So the suppliers are the ones who own hotels, and then buyers are people from outside Zambia that come to the expo to, you know, buy products so that they can sell to their countries. So one interesting thing that I found with this year, the main speaker, who was the chairperson, mentioned about the internet. He encouraged everyone to say, in this day and age, everyone needs to be online, so you should get online. it's not, you know, would like to, or no, maybe I'll do it another time. This is our generation. Our generation is digital. So if you want to be seen, if you want customers to come, you have to be online. So I think that was a very great aspect of the expo that we attended this year.
Okay. Thank you so much. For those who are listening and you'd like to ask a question, please press 1. Press 1 and you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment and speak with our guest. So, Tiza, you know, you mentioned before in our conversation prior to the interview was tourism is an export service. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so for tourism being an export service, basically meaning we're exporting tourism, like our Victoria Falls, we export that in the sense that people from outside of Zambia come to Zambia to see it. So it's not tangible where, you know, we lift the falls and take it there, but we're bringing people from outside with their money, their euros, their dollars, pounds, yen, whatever it is, to come and spend in our country. So whenever you have that exchange of currency, you have an export that's going on. So that's the aspect of it where I say tourism is an export service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then another question that I had was, you know, financing this your business. You know, starting a website, okay, of course, yeah, the things that you say, okay, I'm starting a website and so on and so forth, that there's more to it than just paying for a website. Can you talk to us about financing your business? Did you finance this out of pocket? Did you have investors? Did you have sponsors? And what was the response from investors or supporters?
Now, initially, when I started out, I was looking for financing. I made a lot of trips to Lusaka looking for, you know, companies that can finance the idea that I had. And unfortunately, most of them or all of them that I spoke with said it's not viable. It will not work for Zambia. Zambia has not reached that stage where they can start using the internet for, you know, for business purposes. So it will absolutely not work. So, you know, that was also a driver on my part because, you know, whenever someone tells you something negative about something that you strongly believe in, it just pushes you to do more of that. So fortunately enough, I resorted to starting small with what was available. Obviously, my family helped me out with whatever savings I also had. Voyager.com was born. It would have been born on a larger scale if I got in the investment, but unfortunately that did not happen. It just came out of, you know, personal pocket from family. So, but what I would say, though, at this point, after running it for these, you know, months that have passed, I'm actually glad I did not take the financing. I'm actually really glad that I didn't because I think learning the whole process, because it's different, you know, the e-commerce that I did in Canada, applying it here, there's other aspects in Zambia that you have to you have to kind of like recognize, and it doesn't work the same way. People over there already know how e-commerce works. That's their lifestyle. But people here, it's not their lifestyle. So the whole process of like teaching them, introducing something that's new to them and all of that, I think that needed a step-by-step instead of rushing to get financing. I think it was good that it actually happened this way because I think it's even more successful this way. I'm also learning a lot from how the systems work in Zambia.
Okay. So now I'm going to pick on one of my colleagues. Roger travels to Zambia quite often, and he's doing business in Solwezi. Do you have, can a person book a flight from Lusaka to Solwezi, Chipata, you know, we have Livingstone as the tourist destination, but there are other places. There are places that are not so much talked about. But let's say you want to go to Mfuwe or you want to go to other places. Can we book from your website?
Now, the part about the booking, okay, first, yes. I should start by saying, yes, you can book a flight. But the charter flights that on our website are private planes. Like if you're booking the whole private plane by yourself or, you know, with business associates and whatnot and going to a destination in Zambia. But, yes, it is possible to book flights, just not through Voyager. Through Voyager, it's only chartered flights. So those are the private planes. And it's interesting, you know, you say like Solwezi and all these other parts, apart from Livingstone, which is our main tourism capital. Now, Livingstone is very beautiful, very nice. That I cannot take away from it. It has one of the wonders in the world. So, it's definitely beautiful. But one thing we should also recognize as Zambians is that there's more to Zambia than just Livingstone. There's different aspects of Zambia that will just wow you, and you'll be like, what? Is this in Zambia? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Every part of Zambia you go to, there's something that's new that you experience, that it's different from Livingstone, it's different from the Victoria Falls, but it's also extremely good. So I think it's very important for us to touch every part of Zambia than just focus on the Victoria Falls.
There's an adage we often like to say, and if Roger's on the line, he will say it. He will say, Lusaka is not Zambia, and Zambia is not Lusaka. So I guess in the tourism world,
yeah, exactly.
Zambia is Livingstone, and Livingstone is not Zambia, right?
Yeah. I think we're so comfortable with Livingstone. We're so comfortable with the Victoria Falls, I mean, which is good, but we need to recognize that there's places that are as beautiful as Livingstone. It's not just about the falls. There's white sand beaches at other places. There's the wildlife that we have been blessed with. There's Lake Tanganyika, which is the freshest water body in southern Africa, and it's very clear. You can see a rock that's at the bottom of the lake. That's something that you see in the island, but it's right here in Zambia, and we need to recognize that.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Kelvin, I know you are on the line, and if you have any questions, please, you're welcome to ask any questions. Those who have pressed one will quickly get to you so we can open your mics and ask a question.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks, Matilda.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, it's Kelvin. I must say you've done a great job there. As you were speaking, I went on the website. It looks good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we need something like that. But what I was going to talk about maybe is kind of like the dynamics of how many Zambians really appreciate what you have done and how much business can we capture locally, right? Although that should not be the main focus, because we have so many tourists who don't know Zambia, who, want their one-stop shop website where they can, book a flight, book a car and things like that, right? But in your estimation, what do we need to do to tap into the Zambian market? How can we spread the word? How can we educate our people to use the internet? And in the long run, businesses like yours can thrive.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Now, I would say, first of all, like I said before, because Zambians are so used to Facebook, so it's, I'm not saying all Zambians, but some Zambians are very used to Facebook. So navigating them away from Facebook to use other websites for different means is a bit difficult. But once they know how to use it, once they know the advantages of using it, they are for it. But one thing that I would say, though, that we hear this from Zambians all the time is they'll say it's expensive to travel in Zambia. That's what they say. It's expensive. I would rather go to Zanzibar or I would rather go to South Africa for my holiday. And now one would think Zambians don't travel, but they actually do travel. They travel a lot. The only thing is they are not traveling as much in our country as they are outside of Zambia. So now when Voyager came in, one of the things that we're also, or a feature that we have on our website is the residential rate. So if you're a Zambian and you want to book, let's say, safari in Zambia, that lodge or that resort is offering the international rate, and there's also what's called the residential rate. So the residential rate is a discount that you're getting for being a Zambian. So that's something that we've incorporated in our website. So, yes, there is a lot of teaching that has to be done, but we need to focus on the value that e-commerce or booking on a website like this offers, which is, first of all, you have a choice. You are not getting up to, you know, go from store to store, from hotel to hotel, asking for the price and what kind of room do you have and how does it look like and all of that, which will probably take you lots of time to do. With Voyager, that you're doing everything in one sitting. You can do it in your bed if you want. It's very convenient. Another thing is that it saves you money because once you search, you have a whole list of choices that you can choose from. So depending on your price range, is it 100 kwacha you want to pay? Is it 500? Is it 2,000? You know, depending on your price range, everything's there, and all you have to do is choose. And also it saves you a lot of time. So I think when we focus more on the advantages of using voyager.com, the website, or websites like this that are in Zambia, we'll probably get a lot more people using the site. And that has to do with, you know, a lot of marketing, a lot of reaching out to people, even on a one-on-one basis, so that they know more about the site.
Excellent. Well, one of the advantages of e-commerce today is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Are there any ideas, plans to piggyback off of, you know, business models like Airbnb? Because all I'm seeing here are, you know, like big lodges, big hotels. Looking at the price ranges, that is, you know, a little prohibitive. Especially for a local person, maybe somebody has a job in Mansa, for instance, or Santia. The only option I think I've seen is Cheetah Lodge, ranging from $80, $100, something like that. So any ideas or any plans of piggybacking on such business models?
Okay. Now, first of all, it's important to note that not all the hotels right now on voyager.com. That is what we're working on. So, you know, we sign up partners on a daily basis. So not all of them are there, but, you know, very soon you will have a very, very wide range of choices available. Now, the piggybacking, yes, that is a good point. Not right now, though. What we'll do with what Airbnb has been doing, where they have individuals open up their homes to tourists, that is something we're looking at in the long run. But for us to get there, though, first we need a lot of tourists to come to Zambia. Because right now, if I'm not mistaken, the calculations for the number of lodges and hotels in Zambia, I think, is slightly over 1,000, if I'm not mistaken. So only when we get to a point where we have an overwhelming amount of tourists coming to Zambia, where all those hotels and lodges that are already there are practically filled, then we're looking to now start having people's homes open up. Do you have a spare room where, you know, a tourist can come and sleep? Maybe you can list that room on voyager.com. But right now, before we, you know, we start doing that, I think it's important that we focus on the hotels and lodges that we have and make sure that they're filled up.
Okay.
Roger, I understand you also had a question. I know time is quickly going. Roger, if you go ahead and make your comment.
No, I'm going to be watching.
Bye, Charlie.
Oh, wait, which game?
Oh, Roger.
Sorry, you can hear me?
Kevin,
Yes. Thank you, Ateza, for joining us. This is Roger in in Alberta, in Canada. I was showing off to these guys and say, here in Canada we do big things. We big things. We don't just show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know. So let me just commend you for what you have done, because this is huge, as Donald Trump would say.
Thank you.
We can not quote him for that. Yeah, this is a big.
Thank you very much.
Me and my wild ideas, I've been thinking of doing even small things. I've never managed to get to this point. So I'm really glad that you are here. Just a few questions very quickly. How long, again, have you been in operation?
Well, it was registered in 2016, 2017, October of 2017. That's when the website was launched. So between 2016 and, you know, half of 2017, we're developing the website. It took a while before it got to this point of having an actual functioning website. So
can we say
it's
been operational for about 1 year?
Yeah, the website itself about a year, but the company itself about a year and a half.
So anything you can share with us? How has been the performance so far?
Oh, it's a daily thing that you have to work out.
Yes.
It's not something that's easy, I will tell you that. It is something that will be extremely beneficial, not just to, you know, the company, but also to, you know, the tourism service providers and to every Zambian, because like I said earlier, tourism affects the community in which the service is in. So, but it is something that you have to work on a daily basis, from, like I said, having people get to know how to use the website and why the website is there for, and giving them these advantages. Now, some of them think because I know there's tour operators that and travel agencies that have already been in Zambia. The difference is that we're an online travel agent, we're an online booking website. So what we're doing, we're a marketplace. We're bringing all these guys that you go to if they have a shop, at, you know, or an office somewhere in Lusaka. They are all just coming here and listing their products. So what we're doing is just basically bringing everybody together so it's easier for you to look at them, to, you know, search for them, search the destination you want, and you are still buying from them. You're buying through VoyaZ, but it's actually, you know, it's them listing on VoyaZ. So you're not navigating away from your beloved tour operator or travel agency that's been helping you all this time. It's just giving you more freedom of choice and saving you a lot of time. So, yeah, it
all
is
right.
something
no, thank
that
you.
We have
Since
to
that I don't
work
have
on
lot,
on a daily basis.
We don't have much time. As always, I have million
right.
questions. But I'll make sure I'll give you a call on the site so we can probably piggyback on one or two,
sure.
two things.
Sure, I would really love that.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tiza Shanzi. She is the CEO and founder of VoyaZ.com. Please, when next time you're making travel plans, visit that website. If you're looking for a lodging, a place to stay, please don't hesitate and go onto that website. Tiza, thank you so much for coming into our program. We would definitely love to have you back here. And for listeners that called in at the beginning, I apologize for the technical difficulties that we had in the beginning. Those that had questions, I'm sorry we were not able to get round to you. Time just quickly slipped out of our hands. But I'll ask you to, after this call, please call back in and listen to Open Forum. Roger, what do we have on Open Forum? And you can close us out.
Well, to support Tiza and the work she's doing, we need the Internet. What we see the government beginning to charge WhatsApp and stuff like that, We think that is retrogressive. So we're going to discuss that. And there are other, as always, you know, on Open Forum, we have a lot of issues to discuss.
This has been your show. Thank you so much for calling in. Join us again next time at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this beat is changing. I've been so many places.